Ellen Steen. I am the General Counsel of the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Ellen, tell me about President Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. How Farm Bureau views this nomination?
We think that Brett Kavanaugh is a very strong choice, and he's an obviously well qualified judge, well educated, and all the right credentials to serve in the office. And we like what we can see about his judicial philosophy.
Why should American agriculture care about who this Supreme Court justice is?
Well, from the perspective of agriculture specifically, a lot of important issues that affect farmers and ranchers do wind up making their way to the Supreme Court. One front of mind example right now, of course, is something like Waters of the U.S., where you have a major EPA rulemaking that's been challenged in court. That obviously is expected to go up to the Supreme Court unless it gets repealed by the Trump administration. And if it does get repealed by the Trump administration, that's going to be challenged in court and in all likelihood would go up to the Supreme Court. Other important cases under the Endangered Species Act and other statutes that affect the way that we use lands and the way that land use and farming activity can be regulated, property rights cases wind up going up to the court. So we care a lot about how the Supreme Court is made up.
Throughout Judge Kavanaugh's career, have there been some instances where he has made decisions that impacted farmers or agriculture that you're aware of and are important to pay attention to?
Well, interestingly, in his historic cases that he's been involved in, he's ruled on for the side that we advocated for sometimes, and he's ruled on the side against us sometimes. So I wouldn't say that he's uniformly ruled in our favor when AFBF has been involved in cases before him. But I think what that shows about him is that he's actually just calling balls and strikes as he sees them. And what we care most about in a justice on the Supreme Court, or any judge in a court for that matter, is we want judges to apply the words that Congress writes into statutes. Congress has the power to make laws. And, of course, we lobby Congress, and we try to affect those laws. But when Congress writes a law, that's Congress's prerogative. And bad things happen when agencies who are asked to implement those laws take it upon themselves to deviate from what Congress said. And it happens way too often. Federal agencies try to expand their authority, overreach and regulate activities that weren't meant to be regulated, and they do that by loosely interpreting and expanding what Congress gave them in the laws that were written. We need judges who are willing to apply the words that Congress writes and check those agency overreaches. Judge Kavanaugh has been known to do that many times throughout his career. Sometimes not in cases affecting agriculture, but it's that type, that approach to decision making that shows that he's likely to be a positive force on the Supreme Court.